The Ministry for Local Government and Rural Development has held a forum in Sunyani. It brought together stakeholders in urban development and management to build capacities as well as enhance policy dialogue for sustainable development. The Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Alhaji Collins Dauda, addressed the forum. We bring you Bia Mukusa Ali's report.
The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, MLGRD, instituted a Ghana Urban Forum, GUF, for stakeholders to discuss relevant urban development issues. This is a measure to promote good and effective development, as well as improve livelihood of Ghanaians. The GUF offers them a unique opportunity to discuss the important challenges of how cities, towns, and villages are planned and managed to help fulfill their role as drivers of sustainable development. The discussions would also afford them the opportunity to deliberate on how they can shape the implementation of the new global development goals in a bid to eliminate poverty among ordinary Ghanaians. This year's forum was under the theme, Localizing the New Urban Agenda, a catalyst for financing urban infrastructure and equitable economic growth. The Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Alhaji Collins Dauda, appreciated the forum, saying, "It comes at a time when Ghana has in place a local economic development policy which seeks to identify potential resources of districts that will help develop businesses in their various cities." Alhaji Dauda pointed out that the major challenge of urbanization is the vast gap between the demand for urban infrastructure services and capacities of the MMDAs to finance urban infrastructural development. He stated that government has identified some of these challenges and made funding available to the MMDAs through the District Assembly's Common Fund and District Development Facility, among other interventions. This is aimed at ensuring financial autonomy of the country's cities. The local government minister revealed that through the introduction of the Public-Private Partnership PPP policy, MMDAs are being encouraged to enter into partnership with private entities. This is geared towards raising funds for capital-intensive infrastructure to enhance economic development and to create employment opportunities for unemployed youth. Alhaji Collins hinted that government is making efforts to pass the local government borrowing bill to enable the MMDAs to borrow from the capital market to help them provide necessary infrastructure. The Deputy Bruno Ahafo Regional Minister, Justice Samuel Ejei, said it is necessary for them to look for mechanisms that will help enhance equal development and opportunities in urban centers and rural areas at all levels.